start at the visitor center and look toward the fenced rows. The fence feels modern. Practical. A little frustrating, maybe, because the stones are right there and you want to walk among them. But the fence is part of the story. What the Neolithic builders made is only half the story here. The other half is what later centuries did to it before anyone knew how to ask the right questions. For a long time, these stones were not a protected prehistoric archive. They were obstacles in fields, building material, and they were storied ground. People here told, and still tell, that Saint Cornelly turned a pursuing Roman legion to stone, and from this fence you can see why the story held, ranked columns frozen mid-march, dwindling into the distance. Later, scholars read the rose as a great Celtic temple. Every age has stood where you are standing and found the stones answering its own questions. Then archaeology arrived late. One turning point has a name and a paper trail. Prosper Merimee, inspector of historic monuments, whose inspection tours from the 1830s onward pushed the French state toward buying and preserving megaliths. That sounds bureaucratic. It was actually a rescue mission. Karnak is not a complete monument. It is a protected remainder of a damaged landscape. Picture the scene before preservation had any force. A farmer needs a boundary wall. A road needs a straighter line. A village expands. A stone falls. Another is dragged away. A mound is opened by someone looking for objects. Nobody thinks they are destroying a data set. They think they are using land. That is why every confident theory about Karnak has to pass through loss. When someone says the rose point here, ask, which rose, before which stones moved? When someone says the enclosure means this, ask, how much of the enclosure survived? When someone says the pattern is obvious, ask, obvious after 6,000 years of weather, reuse, excavation, restoration, and tourist pressure? The original megalithic network included more structures than survive today. Dismantling, reuse, development, tourism, afforestation, and the climate itself have all eaten at what remains. That is not romantic language. It is the blunt condition of the evidence. Now look again at the fence. It is not just keeping you out. It is admitting that access itself became a form of damage. Camario's popularity caused erosion before fencing. Feet changed the monument. Curiosity changed the monument. Even love changed the monument. This is why Karnak should not be treated like a puzzle box waiting for one clever answer. It is a wounded archive. The wonder is that enough remains to see the scale. Enough remains to see deliberate rows, enclosures, tombs, menhirs, and relationships across the ground. Enough remains for the landscape to keep asking its question. The missing stones are not silence. They are part of what the site is saying.